Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Big Bad Wolf. I'm sure you know the story of Little Red Riding Hood and the different variations that we've shared over the years. Books, movies, even just people telling bedtime stories. Very few of them go into the origin of the story. Almost all fairy tales have a dark past, twisted, corrupted, and Little Red Riding Hood is no different. The version I'm about to share is perhaps a little unknown, but not for long, because once the story begins, I'm sure that you will be tempted, captivated, almost compelled to see it through. Not unlike Little Red. See, the stories are mostly about people who are innocent, inexperienced, set a task of bringing something to someone that needs it, a good deed, a nice, clean intent. And the wolf, oh, the wolf. Not an animal as such. Wild, certainly. Feral, maybe. But most of all, the wolf that we all have inside of us is lust. Pure, animalistic need. Can you imagine yourself on that path, carrying an important good, something sweet, something nice, on your way through the big, dangerous woods? Some parts of the woods are darker than others, and you have to be careful which path you choose. If you're not familiar with these woods, you might easily get lost. It's not difficult to imagine yourself losing your way in these woods. So if someone appears that is willing to help you find your way, I'm sure you'd accept the well-intentioned directions. Once you were quite deep into the woods, someone, something, approached you. You could call it a dark presence, a certain scent, a deep, almost inhuman presence, wild and untamed. The worst part about it is that it seemed to resonate somewhere deep within yourself, even though your mind was pure and sweet. Your body most certainly knew that something else was happening. What you felt was not exactly fear, though some form of excitement was certainly involved. This person, this presence, this wolf, let's call it, offered to show you through the woods, to show you a really easy way to get to where you were going. There was a shortcut, and the wolf knew the forest very well. Something about it just exuded confidence. The wolf was completely at ease, except for one little detail. It breathed you in. It could smell every little thing, absorbing your reaction, noticing the slight hint of corruption. Part of you knew that you shouldn't be talking to strangers, you shouldn't be listening to this smooth, deep voice calling you further. But something, some part of you, some awoken deep part of you needed to follow, to feel, to explore. When you walked behind it, following the big bad wolf without a second thought, every breath filled you with its overwhelming scent. There were elements to it, something dark, something inviting, something lustful. Every time you blinked, there was a flash of movement deep inside of you, craving surging through your body. It guided you deeper into this place. Part of you knew that you were getting more and more lost, that the only way out would be to try and resist. The scent was almost like a taste, a bitter, sweet invitation to depravity that should not be this enticing. The voice, words flowing through you, almost like fangs penetrating your will. Invitations, temptations, seductions, all working together in words that were woven around your innocence, pulling at the parts of you that were anything but It knew that there was something deep inside of you. The wolf recognized the beast inside. And the more lost you became, the more lust you felt. Animal. A deep needing, a deep craving, a completely overwhelming sensation. Very far away, there was a feeling of forgetting something. You were in the woods for something else. In your hands, there was supposed to be something, holding something. You hadn't even noticed that you left it, dropped it far behind. You were already in too deep. When the wolf turned around, there was a glint in its eyes, a hunger. It wanted to eat you, to consume you, to taste you, to feel and fill you. It needed to see the wolf inside of you. It wanted to howl with you, to hunt with you. It knew that deep inside you were waking up. You were feeling that lust, that craving, that need to forget everything else and just give in. There were words upon words, almost like snarls and bites. Feelings of pain and pleasure that penetrated the layers of your mind until they were peeled back, leaving only a creature of lust, a wild animal that cared for nothing but the pleasure in the moment. The big, bad wolf was eating your innocence and licking your perversion. The more those deep parts of you woke up, the more the rest fell away into nothingness, the less was left to resist. As you try to stay awake, clawing your way out of this dream, of this heat, you could only slip deeper, tripping further. You started to follow, to run, to feel that you were chased, or were you hunting? You felt yourself echo, as if you yourself were the one howling, screaming with lust, craving, filled with need. The wolf is hunting you. There was no fear, only a smile on your lips, a hungry, happy smile, one that knew exactly what it wanted that it wanted to be taken. Part of you wanted to trip, to fall, to let yourself be caught. Part of you wanted to keep running, to let the chase happen as long as possible. Part of you was genuinely running away, fearing for losing that part, that innocence forever. Once the beast has awakened, it is hard to ignore it. And ignorance, while bliss, can fade in an instant. You could no longer deny that your body was in heat, craving it as much as the wolf was craving you. Footsteps behind you, beneath you, around you. And a sudden feeling of weight against you as you fell to the ground, pinned down, almost moaning. The part of you that could still think, could still feel, could still realize what was happening was overwhelmed with the pleasure. Your ignorance, your innocence was all being consumed and replaced by craving, heat, wild pleasure, feral lust. And part of you knew that this was only the beginning. Once the wolf inside of you been noticed and awakened, it would never truly fall asleep again. Give in. Let yourself have it. Take that pleasure. Ride the waves. That's right. Feel how there's no way out anymore. Now that you know this part of yourself, now that you feel the wolf has you, and you have it. Pleasure, arousal, confusion. When you stepped out of the forest, your clothes were a mess. Your mind, even more so. You were still carrying something nice. Person that walked into the forest, that got lost in the woods, did not come out. And deep inside you know the difference. Feel the difference. And I wonder how long you can hold on until the heat strikes again, and you might be the one hunting, craving. Would you learn to recognize and find the wolf? Would you deny yourself the pleasure? Would you ignore the calling, the howling deep inside? Would you look up at the moon and long silently? Or would you join the howl and give in to the pleasure as it calls you? All out of the forest, thoughts that may still plague you every now and then, dreams that I'm sure are a bit more spicy than before. I wonder if you know how much you've been changed. And how little it really took to change you. I guess we'll have to see and wake. I hope you enjoy the story. And like I said, a bit darker than you knew. Enjoy.